Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 746 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. The film 20 Days in Mariupol, directed by Ukrainian journalist Mstislav Chernov, won the Oscar for Best Documentary, reports Suspilne. The documentary records the Russian siege of Mariupol, Donetsk Oblast, from the perspective of Chernov and his crew during the first weeks of the full-scale invasion. It is the first Ukrainian film made by a Ukrainian director to ever win an Oscar, third to be nominated. Photojournalist Evgen Maloletka and producer Vasilisa Stepanenko, who together with the director worked in surrounded Mariupol in 2022, took the stage together with Mstislav Chernov. Along with Chernov, film producers Michelle Misner and René Aronson-Rad received the award. Chernov acknowledged this landmark moment in Ukrainian cinema and said he was honored but also wished he had never had a chance to make this film. Quote, I wish to be able to exchange this to Russia never attacking Ukraine, never occupying our cities. I wish to give all the recognition for Russia not killing tens of thousands of my fellow citizens, unquote, he said. Chernov added that what we can do is to correct history so that the truth will prevail, and the fallen people of Mariupol and those who gave their lives will never be forgotten. Because cinema shapes memories, memories shape history. Director and photographer Mstislav Chernov, photographer Evgen Maloletka, and producer and journalist Vasilisa Stepanenko worked on the film. They became the last journalists to cover the beginning of Russia's destruction of Mariupol for Associated Press, for which all three received the Pulitzer Prize. They were also awarded the National Shevchenko Prize in 2024. The film has also received other numerous awards, including BAFTA. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky reacted to the recent words of Pope Francis, who said in an interview that Ukraine should have what he called the courage of the white flag and negotiate an end to the war with Russia. The president recalled that when the Russian full-scale invasion started on 24th of February, all Ukrainians stood up for defense. Christians, Muslims, Jews, everyone. He thanked every Ukrainian chaplain who is with the army in the defense forces, protecting life and humanity, supporting with prayer, conversation, and deeds. Quote, this is what the church is. It is together with people, not 2,500 kilometers away somewhere, virtually mediating between someone who wants to leave and someone who wants to destroy you, unquote. Earlier, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba responded to the Pope, saying that Ukraine's flag is a yellow and blue one, reports Deutsche Welle. Quote, this is the flag by which we live, die, and prevail. We shall never raise any other flags. Kuleba said that the strongest in the battle between good and evil is the one who stands on the side of good rather than attempting to put them on the same footing and call it negotiations. He thanked the Pope for his constant prayers for peace, adding that Ukraine continues to hope that after 2 years of devastating war in the heart of Europe, he will find an opportunity to pay an apostolic visit to Ukraine to support over 1 million Ukrainian Catholics and over 5 million Greek Catholics who live here. Head of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church that is part of the Catholic Church and is in full communion with the Holy See, Svetoslav, said that Ukraine is hurt but unconquered. Ukraine is exhausted but it is resilient and will prevail, reports NVUA. Quote, believe me, no one is thinking of surrendering, unquote, he said. Polish Foreign Minister Radoslav Sikorski called on the Pope to urge Putin to have the courage to withdraw his army from Ukraine for balance. He noted that in that case, peace would immediately ensue without the need for negotiations. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who met with US presidential candidate Donald Trump on 8th of March, has claimed that Trump has quite detailed plans to end the war in Ukraine and will not be given a single penny to fight Russian aggression in Ukraine, reports Ukrainska Pravda, quoting Hungarian media. According to Orbán, Trump's plans align with Hungary's interests. Quote, he has a very clear vision that is hard to disagree with. He has the following. First, he will not give a single penny for the Russo-Ukrainian war. That's why the war will end, because it's obvious that Ukraine cannot stand on its own feet. If the Americans don't give money and weapons along with the Europeans, the war will end. And if the Americans don't give money, then the Europeans won't be able to fund this war alone, and then the war will end. Unquote. Orbán added that the US does not want to fund Europe's security and the Europeans have to pay for it. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, when a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.